Relationships. How do we have relationships in our life? This is illumination. How do we have relationships in our life? How do we know what is going to make us happy and what is going to make us sad? How do we know what's going to make us fulfilled and make us feel not fulfilled? How do we know? Do we go out and do whatever it makes us happy? That would seem to be the right thing to do. But how do we go about going out and doing things that make us happy? How do we select what is the right thing to do? In the first place, if I am a happy person, I will surround myself by happy people. If I am a happy person, I'll surround myself by happy people, and these happy people will make my life wonderful. All my relationships begin in me, begin in my thinking, begin in my attitude toward myself. And if I like myself, then my attitude toward myself will be rewarding, uplifting, supportive. It'll be fantastic. When a happy person comes along, everybody looks at him and says, "Hey, there's a happy person. How about that?" When a sad person comes along, everybody says, "Look at that sad sack. My goodness sakes, he's got the world on his shoulders. All the problems, all the problems." When a child comes along dancing and singing and playing and being silly, 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 you say, "Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that good?" When a child comes along and feels kind of sad for himself, and you look at him and you say, "Gee, that guy's got problems. That's too bad. Let's go over and cheer him up. Let's go over and make him feel happy." And it doesn't work. You can't do it. You cannot go over and make another person happy. You cannot go over and cheer someone up. You cannot go over and change the life of another person, because unless you are happiness, you will not be able to engender happiness in your world. Now, let's listen to that point. If you are an unhappy person, you'll be surrounded by unhappy people. If you are a happy person, you'll be surrounded by happy people. If you are the type of person who is beautiful in all relationships, who is loving and understanding and cooperative and loving to share and loving to talk and loving to be, then that's the kind of life you'll have. If you're the kind of person that looks for problems, looks for unhappiness, looks for things that aren't working too well, then every relationship you have will be a relationship tied in knots. Every relationship you have will be a relationship that will not bring any happiness to you or to anyone else. Now, is that the kind of relationship I want? Is that the kind of relationship you want? What kind of relationship do I want? I want the relationship where I'm a happy person and all the people in my world are happy people. Well, come on, Pollyanna, that just doesn't work that way. Oh, yes, it does. If I'm a happy person, I'm surrounded by happy people. If I'm an unhappy person and I look at the sadness in the world and I look at the problems of the world and I look at the things in the world that are not very beneficial for me or people in the world, I'm going to be having sad relationships every time I turn around. And I don't even have to turn around to have them. They're there in front of me, beside me, behind me, everywhere around me. How can I live in a world of ideal relationships? How can I live in a world of happy relationships, of satisfying relationships, of rewarding relationships? How can I live in a world of people who are filled with joy, who are always looking for something good and finding it? How can I live in such a world? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sounds very good. I live in such a world by me looking at myself first and saying, "I like me." Looking at myself first and saying, "I have a wonderful home. I have a wonderful family. I have a wonderful life. I have a wonderful job. I have a wonderful group of people surrounding me. I have a wonderful place to live. I have a wonderful world in which to live. I love to go for walks in the park. I love to go for a run at the beach. I love to go and play. I love to do all things that make me happy." And these things, believe it or not, these things that make me happy make other people happy. Now, anytime I have sadness in my heart, in my eyes, in my thought, in my being, I am trying to stifle the happy world around me. And whenever I feel a sadness inside of me, my first responsibility is to take that sadness and oust it and say, happiness dwells here. I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person. I'm a happy person. That's all I know. Wherever I go, I'm a happy person. We have one lady who loves to use the word giggle, and she says, wherever I am, I'm giggling. I giggle here and I giggle there. I giggle at the earthquakes. I giggle at the fires. I giggle at the storms. I giggle at there. And all of a sudden, instead of there being terror and unhappiness by the storms and by the act of God, as people like to call it, people calm down and are peaceful. People calm down and say, okay, now we can handle this. Okay, let's take it from the top, right from the beginning, and we put everything in order. Okay, let's be a balance, and be a balancer in our life, starting with us, and say, I like me. And then after I say, I like me, then I say, I like everyone in my world. And after I say, I like everyone in my world, I do like everyone in my world. I like everything that's going on in my world, and my relationships are all A-okay. My relationships are all responsive and respective to who and what I am at any moment of my life. I cannot afford to be unhappy one moment in my life, because that means a billion moments in my life are unhappy. I cannot afford to be for one moment out of sorts with the people in my world in an unhappy relationship, because it's me that's projecting and accepting and creating and revealing this unhappy relationship. I can just as well reveal a happy one. I can look at the world and say it is good and very good, and then call it that and see it that way, and take my smile and shower it upon my world, starting with myself, and take my smile and shower it on myself and shower it on my world. And pretty soon everyone in my world doesn't know why, but they like it when I'm there, because I am peace. I am honor. I am truth. I am joy. I am goodness. And they are goodness. Whatever is beautiful and good, I see. I am. Whatever is beautiful and good, you are, you see, you are, and I see it in you. I see everything in the world, everything, regardless of how heinous it might be. I see it as good, and I release the heinous part. I release the part that wants to judge it, and I say, that's past. We look now in the moment, and we call everything good. We look now in this moment and say, it is the ideal moment. It is the beautiful moment. It is a good moment. It is a fantastic relationship that I have made by my thought, by my choice, by my action, by my attitude, by my word, by my smile. Oh, yes. I have made it just as if I took a piece of clay and molded a lovely statue out of it. I take my happiness and mold the statue of joy and peace and harmony and goodness in all areas of my life, and all areas of my life are good and very good. But it's up to me. My relationships are because of who and what I am. And if I am a happy person, my relationships are all happy. If I am a joyful person, everywhere I look, I bring joy, peace, harmony, goodness, and right action. Because that's what life is all about. I am what I am. And I reflect that outwardly. And I give that outwardly. And I reveal that outwardly. And that is who I am. That is who I am. And that is all I am. And I live that now in every single moment of my life. Because that is who I am. And that is who I will always be. And so it is done now.